You're listening to the No Reservations Podcast with Carlos, Kelly, and Brown.
Has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! Oh, he banks in the three!
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers.
He's responsible!
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Back goes Chavez back near the wall, leaping, and he made the catch! He took a home run away from
the name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one on the back.
You hear Nicki Minaj spit? Nicki Minaj wrote it.
Screen. Hoji will defend.
Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Were there like a group of people that you used to run with growing up? Slowly but surely you drift?
I had a lot of friends in high school that I'm no longer friends with.
But like a group of people I'm talking about.
A whole group?
Yeah.
I knew you my whole life, that's it. We've been hanging out for our whole lives.
Nah, you all had cliques. We were in different cliques growing up, me and you.
Yeah, because you destroyed my whole clubhouse.
Kelly? Kelly, me and Jay was not in the same clique growing
up. No, we were... Jay was too cool for us when we were growing up.
You know Lamont is an undercover thief.
RG3. The Redskins, man, they fell in love with RG3. How many picks did they trade for him? 100? They traded 100 picks for that man. We found out that he's no longer going to start for them.
Set up.
And they owe him money. So most likely, he's not going to play because they don't want to give him opportunity.
Set that cornball, brother.
RG3 got hurt. Didn't he just come out and say he has aspirations of being the best player
nothing
in the NFL?
Nothing wrong with that.
Which is cool.
Nothing
or he
wrong
feels
with
that he's the best.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He's not even the best quarterback on his own team, apparently.
But you're supposed to feel that way. You're supposed to think you're the best.
Kirk Cousins, really?
You're supposed to think you're the best. I don't think there's anything wrong with what RG3 said. Set him up, though. That what is it? Jay Gruden set him up.
How'd he set him up, though?
Terrible offensive line. Kept throwing him out there when he wasn't ready.
When was he going to be ready, though?
It was so much discontent with them all last season.
Yeah.
The stuff that, you know, that was said through the media. A toxic environment for RG3.
Was that because of the coach
and
him?
I wasn't even an RG3 fan. I thought he was a cornball brother, too. But now, as I look at him...
No, hold on. Let's go back to this cornball brother thing. What does that actually...
You know what that has to deal with.
No, but what does that mean? No, what does that really mean? Because I think what the definition was at the time when it was said on national TV is not what I think people's definition is. I think it's a little different.
I think it's probably what people want to say that Russell Wilson is, maybe a little bit.
Jay, what do you think is a cornball brother?
I don't agree with what it is. But if you ask the hood what a cornball brother is, mm-hmm. I'm guessing somebody who's educated, they talk properly. Mm. I disagree with that. But that's what the definition is. You got to look a little different. You know, maybe your sweat's a little tighter. Maybe your shirt is a little tight. You're less urban.
All right, let me give you the urban dictionary.
Isn't it cool to wear tight sweats now?
Cornball. This
depends
is the urban dictionary definition. One who tries to be cool, but doesn't see just how uncool he really is. In fact, it would be pretty easy to take what this person is doing, wearing, and turn it into something cool with the right person involved.
Okay.
That's a solid definition. What website is that?
This is Urban Dictionary.
Obviously, his teammates really didn't stand up for him. His teammates seemed like they weren't feeling him. Coach wasn't feeling him, and he's not performing. What else can be done? You're not performing on the field. At least if you're going to be an arrogant jerk, light the scoreboard up or something. He wasn't even doing that. He was getting pounded.
Well, after his coach let him do the stanky leg in that game, I think it was pretty much over. Left him in there when he shouldn't have. I mean, his first year, he was great.
He was fantastic. But that goes back to what Carlos said last week. Might have been the system that he was in. Coach put him in those good spots. Guys were running wide open.
As long as you have talent in the right system, you can succeed.
You think he gets a starting job again or he's done?
He may. He may. A lot of people are getting jobs again. You never know. The shortage of quarterbacks. So.
Whose stock is higher, his or Manziel's? Or
Johnny,
I should say lower.
RG3's stock is lower.
Who would you buy now then?
I'd buy Johnny Manziel's stock right now.
Manziel?
Unfortunately, it's not. They're
more
likable? They're both bad stocks.
More marketable, you think?
No, I wouldn't
Don't
say
Manziel because he's part of LeBron's camp.
I wasn't even thinking about
yes,
that.
You were.
No, I was not.
I know
even.
You. You were thinking about
First
that.
First of all, I don't know who's in LeBron's camp.
Yes, you do.
I just
know.
Worry about what LeBron
See,
does on the
you're
court.
You're lying
man.
To the national public right now. You didn't know that Manziel was associated with LeBron?
Yeah, not even thinking about it, man.
You didn't know or you're not thinking about it?
Didn't know. Legit didn't know.
The Redskins used to be in love with RG3.
Can't say that
the
name
owners.
On the radio anymore.
I've never
man.
Seen.
Can't say Redskins anymore. It's offensive.
On the radio, it's not a radio. Thank God it's not. This
Can't
is the podcast.
It. You gotta believe it's the R's. They call it the R's.
The R's?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't say Washington Redskins?
You can, but people don't say that anymore. They say the R's.
So when you go to a stadium in end zone, it doesn't say Redskins?
It might, I don't know. I'm just telling you what people do on the radio.
The Washington R's.
They just say the R's or the Skins.
They gave up 100 picks for this man, and he's done. That's the owner's fault. That falls on the ownership and GMs. The coach is already gone, obviously, because he ran them out.
You stole a magazine from my house, man. And you want us to be cool. Like,
let's go back. Steal. Can we go back? Can we rewind?
Go ahead.
Growing up, me and you, we were on opposite teams. We were in different cliques.
You were on the villain side, Jay.
Why was I a villain?
You was best friends with...
How can I be a villain? You don't even know me.
What I'm trying to say is before me and you, Jay, became close, we were on different teams. And you always try to deny it and make us...
You were on the cool clique.
Yeah.
You know, you're the...
I guess so.
The villain.
Too cool for school guys. You know? Those too guys. Cool. We were on different teams. And you always make it seem like we were best buddies for our entire life. It was never that.
Charles is the coolest guy I know, but he was your best friend at the time.
Because Lamont stole him.
He actually was recruited.
Lamont stole him.
He was recruited.
He was recruited.
He was stolen.
You ever saw the movie The Mighty Ducks?
I knew Charles, though, for a long time.
You ever saw the movie The Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, when they stole the rich kid.
Exactly the same thing that happened.
Me and Charles went together well.
I know, I hear you.
But Charles was able to float, you know? Both sides wanted Charles, you know?
What makes those things happen? Well, why do you kind of drift away from your cliques or go on and start different type of relationships and be around different people? What usually happens? Why does that happen?
Could be kids. You grow life. Up, you have kids, life changes, yeah. Jobs, different jobs.
Yeah, but
you're
our cliques...
working.
Yeah, actually, some person have a job and you don't.
Our relationship changed, Jay, when we were in the midst of growing up. But none of that stuff had happened yet. I mean, like, we barely had girlfriends. I mean, if we were to call it that around our time. And sometimes, you know, just things happen. I never actually heard your story. You never actually told me why you drifted away from your clique.
Well, my clique actually drifted away from me because if you know anything about our block, there's two sides. Mm-hmm. It's the 80 side and the 85 side. So I didn't want to travel with the 85 side. Like, I'm comfortable on my fence. Mm-hmm. So when my clique started traveling to the 85 side, I kind of had to wave from the other side.
We were in the suburbs on our side.
Yes, we were. We were like the suburbs.
It was like the projects and the suburbs.
So what you mean to tell me is that you became friends with me by default. Is that what happened?
No, I'm not going to go that far.
So had they stayed on the 80 side, you would have still probably been involved in that clique, and we would have been as close as
we are
now.
It's a possibility. But we had...
Default. So that sounds like default.
We had more similarities than you give us credit for. You just...
That doesn't mean we have to be friends.
We were always friends, though.
Not on that same level. You know what I'm talking about.
You chose not to be friends with me.
What do you mean? I never said you were my enemy. We just weren't friends.
We knew what it was growing up.
You started stealing, yo. You made that decision. I didn't make that decision.
I started stealing?
I never went to your house and
stole
anything.
You stole the magazine? You didn't have to,
though,
Jay.
You stole the strategy guide.
You didn't have to.
Listen.
Here you go.
You're right. I didn't have to. I didn't have to. You're right.
I want people to be the judge of this story. I didn't steal it because I was a...
That's the worst kind of thief. The ones that don't have to. Like, I respect you if you stole food from my house because you needed to eat. You just stole it to be spiteful.
Tell a story behind this whole thing.
All right, so I don't know.
This is actually part of the reason why we were...
I don't know if you guys...
And the cliques were involved, were they not?
Yeah.
The cliques actually were involved.
Now, you know the whole story. I don't know. All I remember is I had a Resident Evil 2.
Yes.
It's a double disc, two stories, guy and a girl. I don't remember their names. I had the strategy guide. Whatever, you just made that up.
We can look it up. Okay.
I had the strategy guide, right? I was having a little trouble getting through. So I'm playing. You come to the house. You know, we chat, whatever. I let you in because you're a friendly face. And then when you leave, I go back to my book to try to cheat to get through it. And it's not there anymore. Mm. So what happened?
That was one of the weakest stories I've ever heard in my life. Mm-mm-mm. Let me tell you exactly what happened. So we were very competitive. We were always competitive growing up. Anyone that knows me, they know how competitive I am. So I had finally got a PlayStation. I think it was PlayStation 1.
It was PlayStation 1.
And you and your clique, the cool guys, mm-hmm. Obviously the cool guys get everything first.
They did.
The cool guys got the PlayStation. They had the games, whatever they wanted. The cool guys got to open their Christmas presents 2 weeks before Christmas.
Because it wasn't even Christmas.
Because that's what the cool guys
did. They were getting new
right or wrong?
Stop. I'm going to tell you why I opened my gifts early, and I'm about to curse. Why I opened my gifts early, because my friend's birthday is on November 23rd, right? He gets the PlayStation for his birthday. Me, I refuse to wait a whole month so I could play. So I got to open it early.
You see that, though? Using words
like refuse as a child. I refuse.
But I wasn't a child. It was 1997. That's not a child. 17 years old.
Did you have your own place?
No, I didn't.
Were you paying rent?
No. I was doing my job. I was doing my job.
Did you get other gifts on Christmas morning?
I did.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
I refuse. Yeah, the cool guys. Let's go back to the cool guy theory.
That wasn't even a Christmas gift.
It wasn't.
So let me tell the story in this entire.
Do a better job of hiding gifts if you don't want people to open them. That's all I'm saying.
And so you opened it like a boss, right? You didn't even care what your mom said.
Found it in the closet.
And he was like, it's
my mom is non-confrontational.
Okay.
All right. So let me tell this story in its entirety. So I got the Resident Evil game. They got the Resident Evil game. I believe it was Resident Evil 2. I had never played it because I didn't have a PlayStation. Now here's my opportunity. They got Resident Evil 2. When I say they, him and the clique, mm-hmm. I got Resident Evil 2 myself, and it was just me. So I got it, I think, a day late. So naturally, you're going to want to see who can flip the game first, beat the game, right? End the game first. It was one of the tougher, challenging games. Mm-hmm. So we started, obviously, you can save the game. Obviously, PlayStation was nice because you could go back and save it on the memory cards, which was a ripoff. And check your progress. So we would check in with each other. Hey, what level are you up to? What level are you up to? I go to this man's house, and I find out that he has a strategy guide.
Cheating.
He has a strategy guide.
Cheating.
Did he call me?
Tom Brady.
Obviously, we didn't have phones, but did he let me know he had a strategy guide? Of course not.
Hell no.
So we're checking back with each other. This is how far I got. I find out he has a strategy guide.
I didn't know I needed your permission to beat the game.
You didn't need my permission, but you knew we were competing,
bro. It's a little integrity issue right there.
That seems like that was some big time.
Bill Belichick
right
there.
A game genie is
integrity. Bill Belichick.
A game genie is integrity issues. A strategy guide. They were selling it on the counter next to the game.
But you knew we couldn't afford that back then.
I didn't know anything. I don't know anybody's finances.
Me and you were competing.
Obviously, we live in the same building. Our finances are similar. This whole Jefferson story, like I was living above the 16th floor or something, it's not true. Go ahead.
Talk to America real quick.
Go lie to America.
The strategy guide tells you on every level where everything is at and how to get through it. That's what a strategy guide pretty much does. It's the blueprint of how to beat the game.
It's a cheat sheet.
So he had it. So I come to find out he has the strategy guide. When I go over to his house, we didn't play the game when we went over to his house. It was just kind of like, hey, what's up? What's going on? So, yes, I decided to take the guide. And I will be 100% honest right now. I did not use the guide. I wanted
you
Jay.
You just wanted to make sure that he didn't use the guide.
I wanted Jay and his camp to feel it.
I see your camp knew about the guide, though. The rest of the cool kids?
Yo, they were using
you,
it with them.
Let
the
me
cool
tell you something.
The
guide is sold next to the game.
Oh, but only it's the cool
like,
kids could afford
it. It's like when you go to a sneaker store and they try to sell you laces or something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know it's there.
Yeah.
They're not hiding it. I didn't make it. You know, I didn't get it off some back alley, you know, somewhere like that.
But you didn't let him know.
I wasn't supposed to.
That's so true.
He didn't let me know he was making copies of receipts for bottle return.
Yeah, because you didn't need that.
I destroyed that game, and I know I broke your hearts when I destroyed that game. And I was able to beat the game first, get to the special levels, beat the special levels, and let you guys know. When I finally got on a level playing field, when I had the same system and a game at the same time, I annihilated them when it counted. And that's what made me feel so good.
Made you feel good, right?
And that was the beginning of the end of their camp.
Feel good you broke up lifelong friendship? He says a camp like it was 10 people. It was me and one other person.
No, and there was a third tag along. There's another tag along as well.
Who?
The same guy that dyed his hair because he wanted to be down.
No, he didn't dye his hair. His hair changed colors when he put a process on it.
Who's that?
I'm not shouting nobody out.
Shout everybody out.
All right, I got it.
Let me ask you something. Was your hair a certain? You had like a little. Curls? At one time. Alright,
this is what.
Explain
all
the
right,
story.
This is what we're gonna. All right. We all went through the phase. I call it the Devontae swing phase. From Jodeci, right? We all want to be Jodeci.
You know, when I was growing up, everybody wanted to have that genuine twist.
Yeah, but not the twist, like the curls.
Yeah.
Like, and don't make no fun, because y'all just went to see Straight Outta Compton. Everybody had a curl.
That's true. You're right.
So I had a little curl with the fade, you know, looking all right. Getting my Jodeci on, you know what I'm saying? Come and Talk to Me remix. Good song. So my own boy, you know, he was trying to do the same thing. Now, I'm half Puerto Rican. So you know,
it could work.
A little bit of water, a little bit of gel, tame it the right way, and it could actually curl up. And now my man is Jamaican, so don't move the right way. So, so he has to go and get a box, and it's called S-Curl Texturizer. Got a couple smooth-looking cats on the front that also use that product. They use that product. If you open it up, comes with a comb, comes with the white stuff that burns your scalp, whatever the case is called, the texturizer. If this was Malcolm X, you know, you remember Denzel put in the toilet. That. Toilet didn't work. It's called the conch or whatever you want to call it. So my man puts that in his, you know, in his grill. And you don't notice it the first time or the second time. That's why people made a big deal about Mike. If he would have went to jail, he would have dried out. You wouldn't even recognize him. So when your dries out, it gets like an orange color to it. Now, I didn't have that issue because I got the, you know, the DNA says different. So that's why he's accused of having like orange hair. He didn't dye it. It's the process that changed the color of his hair. That's how that happened.
You see what you have people doing?
I didn't have people
to be down with the cool clip.
I didn't have anybody doing anything. Don't blame.
You know what though? It's
Puff
hard.
Daddy
it
and them.
Actually, there was a different case where another organization made the right decision, and they let go of a superstar, Shaq, one of the most dominant forces ever. Trading him.
It wasn't considered the right move when they first did it, though.
It wasn't.
Especially when he won that title, it wasn't considered. They were looking at him like, "Wow, why would you do that?"
Yeah, because he wanted the money.
In the long run, I understand what they were doing, though.
Everybody blamed Kobe for him leaving. It was Kobe's fault automatically. It was Kobe.
Well, Kobe's unlikable, even though I respect what he does. Let me just put that out there.
Everything was blamed on him. Shaq left. And that was a bold move for an organization to make, to let the most dominant center or big man of his time walk right out the door, rebuild around another player that had some questions. Definitely had some personal adversity. They decided to still go with him. The two of them got together recently, and they talked about old times. I didn't realize that both of them got into a fist fight. They got into multiple fist fights in practice.
I could see that.
How do you think those looked?
Bad on Kobe.
Kobe's crazy.
That's exactly what he said.
Kobe's crazy.
That's exactly what he said. He said, "I am crazy."
He wasn't afraid.
And he gained a lot of respect from Shaq, it sounded like, because Shaq said, "That's a guy that's there, that's not afraid." He even admitted that when they played Utah early on, that he was scared. Shaq said he was scared to take the shots. He said he was scared. He said nobody on the team wanted to take the shots.
If they would have got along, do you know what that would have looked like throughout the 2000s, man?
If they would have got along?
If they would have got along and stayed together?
That's two different things. They could have got along and still been pulled apart. Westbrook and KD, they get along, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly. I'm not sure if they really do.
But what difference does that make, though?
Well, you have
how important is it to get along?
As long as you can work well together,
yeah.
I think
because they worked well together.
I think it's important you get along. If you look at it, they really don't work well together.
They used to be the top 1-2 punch.
Who was the top 1-2?
The top 1-2 punch. Shaq and Kobe is the top 1-2 punch in the last 15 years.
Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah, if you say 15 years, yeah.
Yeah. Top 1-2 punch.
They were on the same page in terms of what the goal was. That's important.
But like, they just had different ways of going
about
it.
They were goal-centric. They were goal-centric.
I think that combination, too, the fact that their positions are different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the LeBron-Wade experiment or Russell and Durant. You have the big man and the guard combination. I think that was really
they were co-captains. They were true co-captains.
That's true.
See, I don't have to like somebody in order to work with them, though. Mm.
But if you look at that time, if you just think about Shaq and Penny, they were almost ready to do the same thing. Like, they were knocking on the door also.
I didn't see any door knocks.
So you didn't see him get to the finals?
That's not knocking on the door? I saw him got to the finals, and that was about it. That's where it ended right there. They got to the finals.
All
right,
they got to the finals, and Shaq left. What do you mean?
When they got to the finals, what happened? There was not a damn thing that even happened.
They didn't even lost.
But they didn't have a threat.
That's not true.
That's not knocking on the
door.
Yo,
first of all, that's a total lie. Kenny Smith hit 8 threes in one of those games, man.
It wasn't like they were up, they had a game, and
you
they
just
let
said,
it get away.
You just said they didn't have a chance of winning one game.
Yeah, but there was not one time there was a threat of them actually winning the game.
That's
it wasn't
false.
Like, oh, Orlando looked this one step away.
That's false.
Go back and check it out.
Check it out in a minute.
So
I think that's false.
That's not almost doing anything. They got to the finals.
I think at that time, if you had Shaq, you could have almost put any of those two guards that were coming up in the 90s
there it is.
With him.
There goes the line.
And
he's waiting for.
You would have been. Now, I'm not saying you would have won three titles. I'm saying you would have been knocking on the door. That's all I'm saying.
Knocking on the door. But can you call that a door knock, Kelly? If you get to the finals, you get smoked. So the Nets were knocking on the door then.
The Nets were knocking on the door.
The Nets were knocking on the door of a title.
Knocking on the door,
we're going to say it like that.
The Knicks knocked on the door.
So were the Broncos.
The Knicks knocked on the door. The Knicks knocked. They had a light knock. No, they had a heavy knock.
That's different. That's knocking on the door.
No, first of all, they was up 3-2. They was more. They had the door open and just didn't walk through.
I was talking about the Spurs joint.
They knocked. No, that was good. Yeah, that's the LJ. That's the shot.
That was a light tap right there.
That was a pretty.
If you get swept in the finals, that's definitely not knocking on the door. Shaq doesn't even acknowledge that. I mean, so the Denver Broncos, if we're going to say it like that, one game, a Super Bowl, the Denver Broncos were knocking on the door of the Super Bowl against the Seahawks.
That game is different because football is one game.
We can't say they were knocking on the door then?
Uncompetitive from the first 2 minutes. Wasn't I at your house that day?
So what is the difference?
I was sleeping by the second quarter.
Yes, you were.
All right, it's not competitive.
So what's the difference then?
The Orlando, doesn't matter. The Orlando series was competitive. That's what I'm saying. It was competitive. It wasn't over after one game.
I 100% disagree with that.
That's fine.
And I think most people
I don't recall, so I can't.
You're a Kobe advocate.
What is worse,
so
getting
gonna,
smoked
you're
in
gonna
one
dis-
football
you're
game?
You're going to try to discredit Penny Hardaway. I understand. You know?
Yeah, but what's worse, getting smoked in one football game or getting beat four consecutive times by the same team?
We should ask LeBron.
Ooh, shots fired. Bron knocks on the door with me and Lamont in the lineup.
I'm giving you guys credit. You guys are stars.
Hey, check this out. So that means you get beat by one team. You go home. You're like, all right, we'll get them next day. You get beat again by them. We're going to get them next time. You take a plane. Switch arenas. Crowd is different. Atmosphere is different. Lockers are different. Jerseys are different. Get beat again. Then you're like, all right, backs against the wall. If we don't do anything here, that's just it. That's our season. We're going to put everything on the line.
Basically, what you're trying to say, though, Lamont, is disrespectful to compare Penny Hardaway to Kobe Bryant.
I didn't even say that. No, but you can't say that a team. I'm going to take that out of this. And I like Penny
Hardaway. Hold up. You just said, hold up. Here we go right here. The Orlando Magic making the first ever NBA Finals appearance began the 1995 NBA Finals at home, hosting the defending champion Houston Rockets with the Magic up 3 points late in game one. Nick Anderson missed four consecutive free throws. You just said they was never
late
even
game
competitive.
Yeah, game one doesn't even count, right?
Late in game one,
that's
like a few minutes left.
Hold up, here we go.
That's not up
Nick
five
Anderson missed,
with 30 seconds.
Stop. Nick Anderson missed four consecutive free throws in the closing seconds, and Kenny Smith hit a three-pointer tying the game, sending into overtime. That's not a close game.
I remember that game.
You said they
setting
were
a new record with the most 3 points the NBA Finals game was seven, which was the record at the time, shattered by Ray Allen a few years later.
Here you go, Jay. Knocking on the door of what?
Knocking on the door of the title. That is knocking on. You just said they weren't competitive.
Yeah.
I just read you the scenario, what happened.
They weren't competitive. They got swept.
Guys, up three.
They got swept.
Up three in game one, misses four consecutive free throws.
You know what not competitive is? You know what not competitive is? When the other team is looking at their opponent like these guys got no chance. They're laughing.
Okay.
They're laughing.
No, I'm going to keep it real with you. You know what not competitive? That last Miami Heat Finals was not competitive. San Antonio had 75 in every halftime of that series. That's not competitive. Mm-hmm. This series was not that.
You can say it was more competitive than you would like to believe it, but they got swept.
That's fine.
They weren't knocking on the door. That was my whole point. They're not knocking on the door.
When you're in the finals, you're right there, man.
RG3 is this close to being a Pro Bowl quarterback last year.
No, he's not.
We don't know.
He was knocking on the door last year.
RG3 was the rookie of the year.
Yes, he was.
He was the rookie of the year.
Yeah, but that wasn't last year.
I'm saying he's been hurt. I mean, he hasn't had a season where he's been healthy. So
that's true.
We have to see him in a change of environment. You can't really call it right now.
Yeah, you know what I did?
The dude had a lot of talent coming out of college.
Mm-hmm. Keem Olajuwon went nuts in that final. Oh, my God.
What was the scores of those games?
I'm looking at, I'm trying to find out right now. 32, you might as well say 33 points, 12 boards, 5.5 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals for the dream.
Yep.
Sweet Jesus. Clyde Drexler chipping in with 22 a night.
Chipped in with 22? isn't he a Hall of Famer?
He is. Penny Hardaway, yo, 26 a night, man.
26 a night, okay. And how many games? Four, right? Because I know he only played four.
Four.
No, he was a great player. He used to have the little dog. Little Penny.
Nobody's probably going to top
People
that
wear
for
his
a long
sneakers
time.
Now.
It is a competitive series. What the hell are you talking about? Game one, 120, 118, overtime, Houston. Mm-hmm. Game two, 117, 106.
117, 106, that's a lot.
Game three, 103, 106. And by then, 101, 113. It's a competitive series.
They got beat by double digits 2 times.
Okay.
And the other games were close. That's
they lost in overtime by 2, and they lost in regulation game 3 by 3. And then they folded up in game 4. I'm probably sure It was not closer than 12.
We're going to take a quick break. Back after this.
Hey, what are you giggling about over there?
I'm listening to this.
Mets winning a World Series?
They look unstoppable right now.
Actually, I want them to win, but I just don't want you to win. I want you to feel some of that Cleveland heartbreak that I felt last year.
Nah, this Mets heartbreak is way different.
What happened to you, man?
Oh, No Reservation Podcast? Can I listen?
I told you about them on Facebook.
When?
Wednesday night. And guess what? You can find them on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud? Guess they're moving up in the world. Guess they're doing well. Move over and give me one of your earbuds.
The No Reservations Podcast. Listen to them on SoundCloud and Facebook, where everyone gets served.
Kelly, what's a movie with Mekhi Phifer and my man? Was it Wood Harris?
Clockers.
No.
Paid in Full.
Paid in Full.
Oh, yeah.
Mekhi Phifer. Broke, baby.
Mekhi Phifer.
Broke, baby.
It's Wood Harris, right?
Yeah, it's Wood Harris.
My man, Wood Harris.
He was one that lived.
A.K.A.
And Cameron was in that
Avon
too.
Avon Barksdale. Did Cam have a click?
Dipset.
He formed Dipset after he got on, right? He was the...
He came on with the Mace. He came on after the Mace movement.
So he came on with Mace because he was part
of
Harlem
World? No, he didn't come on. Harlem World was never a group till later on, right? Yeah. But he wasn't in that group either. It was Mace's... Yo, come on.
Harlem World was a trash group.
It was
it
trash.
What the hell they had?
Yeah, it was Mace. Listen, they had Stace Betha.
Stace Betha.
Which was Mace's sister. Mano.
Garbage.
Not Mano now. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever he was. The video was crazy. It was like a circus themed video. They were shooting Harlem cats out of cannons and all that.
Dipset.
Cameron, Jim Jones, Joel Santana.
Freaky Zeke.
Yep.
A lot of other cats. J.R. Ryder.
Affiliates.
I'm a fan. It was a good group, though.
Hell Rel, 40 Cal.
There we go. Hell Rel, 40 Cal, Uncasa.
What happened to them?
Well, they broke up.
I understand. All groups break up as time goes on. But can they ever come back?
I'm going to tell you, I'm biased because I'm a Dipset fan. I would love to see them come back and knock some of this Triz Nyash off the radio. I don't know if they can come back and still be relevant for the kids because the kids dominate what's played on the radio. Like, they control what they want to hear, what's on the radio.
Yeah.
So I know as an old head, I want to see them back.
Kelly, were they ever good?
Well, I don't know if it was them or Cameron who had the influence on, like, the dressing and stuff like that. I knew they were very influential in that area.
Can they form a Dipset without Cameron?
No. Doesn't exist without Cam.
Cam, he's an apple juice.
Stop.
That was the last thing, right?
That's the thing?
I like apple juice, man. I'm drinking.
Cookies and apple juice?
Cookies and apple juice.
And my right rib would start hitting if I started eating cookies and apple juice. Cookies and apple juice?
That was the name of the song.
I know he doesn't drink anymore, stuff like that.
No, I think I'm sure he still drinks.
He said he quit all of that.
Did he? But you asking if Dipset could come back together. I would like to see it come back. I don't know if they can sustain it in the public. I don't think anybody's checking for
that.
They
never
right
really
now.
ascended.
I don't agree with
it. Let's check out what they did.
They influenced a generation.
That's
a
generation? True. I can say it with the clothing.
The songs weren't mainstream top 40 songs. They were excellent hood songs.
Mm. You got 2 stars.
Much more influential than the Locks.
No, people love the Locks, though.
Dipset is bigger than the Locks.
I don't know. They don't get as much respect as the Locks do. You get rappers from all over that give the Locks props.
If you had to pick one guy to listen to on the street in the cypher, who would you listen to?
Come on, that's not even close. Of course it's Jadakiss.
It's close, but I'll go
Kiss.
It's close? I'll go Kiss.
It's
okay.
I'll go Kiss, but it's close. Closer than you think.
With him coming out with cookies and apple juice? Really?
That's later on. Really? That's late stuff, man. We're going to talk about the early stuff.
They made a carriage?
Yeah, that is a carriage.
We're going to run to the top.
It's at the time it was cool, man. Like,
what means the world to you?
You guys are haters, man.
I like that song.
You guys are haters, man.
I'm about to download that right now.
All right, you see what I'm saying? Look, you about to download it right now. The Locks.
Ow. Hey, we just got a few downloads from him just now, didn't we?
I can't with y'all, yo.
I think we did.
I'm trying to think of, like, what Cameron record besides those.
Those were the Cameron solo records.
Oh, no, he had the Hey Ma. Hey Ma.
Diplomatic Immunity.
All right.
Yeah, that's your what?
Yo, you bugging right now.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
First of all, Old Boy was incredible.
They were great. I love him because I'm a girl.
Old Boy was incredible.
They're good radio music.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's not a lyricist. I wouldn't say he's a lyricist like a Jadakiss.
I'm not saying he's a lyricist. But Kissing Them Music is not the most radio-friendly music.
Nah, he had the... Nah, he's okay, Jay. You just put him on a higher pedestal than he should be, man.
I'm biased. Middle of the pack. I'm biased.
He's on the middle floor, man. He's not a penthouse guy.
I'm biased.
He's not top tier.
I didn't say he was top tier.
He's a mid-card. The Plastic Cup Boys that came out for Kevin Hart, one of those guys.
He's not a Plastic Cup Boy. That came, even though they were funny as hell. Good. He's bigger than that.
But he's not a main eventer, man.
He's bigger than
that. He's not a main
eventer. He is a main eventer.
He made Pink popular. I know that. I'm going to download those songs for real.
Guys are underhandedly disrespecting Kevin.
I like
that
song. You know, Lamar.
Yo, y'all are being disrespectful right now. Like, you never heard Santana's Town. Great song.
Oh, yeah, I like that song. Santana's probably the best lyricist, you know what, out of the group.
I mean, does anybody care to come out with another Bourne movie?
I didn't even catch the last one.
Because Matt Damon wasn't in it?
No, I think I was already done. Isn't Hawkeye the star of that one?
Hawkeye was the star of the other one, yes.
All right, see, so I know what I'm talking about.
But Matt Damon's going to be in the next one that's coming out.
I think I'm done with that.
We're done with that?
I think I'm done with that.
The Bourne movies were pretty good.
They were good.
Remember them. What is it with these movies taking these breaks? You think they're done and they try and come out with something else.
No, I think it's because nobody can think about anything else to do.
And with Bad be like, Boys 3?
They'd be like, oh, this movie made money, so we're going to come back and try to do it again.
Don't they realize that the generations change? Like, we get older. The first Bad Boys movie came out, I was still in high school. Now they're coming out with a third one. And maybe they're desperate. But Will Smith, you were mentioning it earlier. Mm-hmm. Will Smith, we all love him as an actor. He's done some phenomenal movies. But is he done?
Nah.
He's not done. So? Yo, nah. I heard are they doing Independence Day again?
He's not going to be in it. Remember he did that movie with his son, his real son?
Yes.
He's nervous to do sci-fi.
So I would be again. Nervous too after that movie.
But Independence Day was a great movie, that first one.
The After Earth movie?
Oh, well, After Earth, yeah. But...
Yeah, that's why he doesn't want to. He wants to stay away from the sci-fi for now.
Yeah, I guess that was a tough one.
Sure. Nah, Will Smith about to be rejuvenated, for real.
What?
Because he's coming out with Concussion. That's going to be big.
I hope so.
That's going to be big because it deals with the NFL. So that's already going to be big.
Okay.
Period. Then he's coming out with the Suicide Squad. Bad Boys 3. I'm going to see it.
Bad Boys 3. That might pull him right back, though. I don't know about that.
Nah,
Martin
maybe
Lawrence
I.
Too? Him
Jerry,
and Martin Lawrence?
Jerry, yeah. Jerry Bruckheimer is going to be producing it. It should be all right.
Martin Lawrence. Here's another guy. Martin Lawrence is very entertaining. But what happened to him? Martin Lawrence was at the top of his game, and Will Smith at the top of his game at the same time. Roughly around the same time. Those guys used to be big-time African-American male actors. Now, they're kind of afterthoughts at this point.
I thought Run, Tell That was terrible. I thought that was Martin's downfall.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah, the bad stand-up movie.
I brought the DVD, actually.
I thought that was pretty underwhelming.
I never got through the whole thing.
This is some alleged stuff I'm reading online. I guess it's
bad. Where did you read it?
All right, in July 1995... Uh-huh. While on the set filming A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, Lawrence lashed out in a violent rage and was then hospitalized at Cedars Sinai Medical Center. On May 8th, 1996, he became increasingly erratic and was arrested after he brandished a pistol in the middle of an intersection on Ventura Boulevard in Los Angeles, screaming, "They're trying to kill me." He was again hospitalized, with his public relations agent citing exhaustion and dehydration as a reason for this episode. Mm-hmm. On August 19th, 1996, he was arrested at Burbank Airport for carrying a loaded gun in his suitcase. In 1997, Lawrence was arrested for punching a man in a Hollywood nightclub.
Damn.
In 1997, Lawrence's Martin co-star, Tisha Campbell-Martin, filed a lawsuit against Lawrence and the show's producers for sexual harassment and verbal physical assaults.
The first one came out what year? You said 90? I'm going to say 96?
Damn, 96? No.
What year did it
Maybe.
Came out? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say 97.
1995.
Get out of here. 95.
Yep. Yeah. 95.
They paid $19 million and got back $141.4
million. That's like saying I want to see a Rush Hour 4.
Nah.
I want to see I Am Legend 2.
Kick him over to I Am Legend.
No, he's coming. It's coming. I heard it was coming.
These are all stories.
It's a prequel. It's a prequel, man. It's a prequel.
So you can't call I Am Legend 2 if it happens before I Am Legend. Would that make sense?
Yes. It does make perfect sense.
So he's not a legend yet.
He wasn't a legend in the beginning of the first one.
He was a legend because he was one of the last guys on that side of town, actually.
He wasn't one of the last guys on that side. It didn't start out like that. If you saw the movie, the population was intact when it started.
Was it?
when he's flashback, he's there as the one of the last people. But when he's telling the story, the population is intact.
You know what's crazy? Even that Focus made over $108 million. No, it made $158 million, but it earned over $108 million in profit. So he still brings in money.
All right, Will. Do your thing, Will. I'm sorry, Will.
I got you.
Will Smith taught me how to do pull-ups, because if you've seen the pull-ups, he was doing the I Am Legend.
I can't lie, he did too.
Cat was dead serious. And the treadmill was on a 10. Who are you working out for? Right for the mannequins, yo.
We're going to wrap this, guys. Kelly, you know I play you week one fantasy football.
Always.
Week one.
I always play you twice.
You ready?
Are you ready? Cameron Giles, and I'm Mason Becca, and it's entertainment, and we're gonna rise to the top. Check out the Chancellor and Troy Topo.
Hey, yo, you might see Cam in designer underwear in a reclining leather chair. Right. Reminders everywhere. Now we pull up in the whip, the miners stop and stare. And when it come to girls, they behind us everywhere. I mean, when I hang up on them, they pressure it down. I mean, what the fuck is it? Why you stressing me, child? It'd be one thing if you were finessing my style. But when I go to court, you know the dress of the trial. You're not my wife. So if I act my head, I'll be foul. You better be down. Only question, better be how. Threaten me now, bet me a thou. No girl betting me now. And the SC, we're gone. Are you sexy and thong? If your sex and it's flex and your head be the bomb, I get you that that Gretzky skate on.
What you mean, Gretzky Beyond?
Ice,
hot. How are you gonna buy me diamonds?
It's for hire. Mamacita, please, señorita, we're gonna rise to the top.